here we are at the 2019 AXFI conference in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and in the studio lounge is the, used to be the $2.6 million man, now you're the $4.3 million man, Mr. Andrew Bertrand from OCCU. How are you, sir?
Pretty good, pretty good. Having fun at the conference.
How does it feel to be doubled in value?
That's mainly because there's just more years since then, so we just keep on adding up.
Yeah. That's not a bad thing. At least you're going up, not depreciating. So very cool. So how's the conference going for you, sir?
Really good. Yeah, getting a lot out of it, especially some of the more... I've been doing more of the cybersecurity track this time compared to the data, because I'm branching out myself as my new role as CIO this year.
Okay.
So I got to catch up with a lot of that stuff. So, and the security is always changing.
Oh my gosh, can imagine.
Yeah.
Do you sleep? I mean...
You know, I will share this. One thing that keeps me up at night is this map I have from my... a SIM. You're familiar with the SIM, security event manager.
Yeah.
It's a map of all the unsuccessful attempts on my network in one day.
Oh my
gosh. And it's all from, you know, you got all these bots in Russia, North Korea, and just coming in. So it's like... Yeah, I showed up the board, and I'm like, this is why we spend money on cybersecurity.
No doubt. That's why it's a top 10 concern for sure. Probably top two, I would think, for any credit union out there. All right, so at the conference here, you're talking virtual desktop.
Right.
So tell us about, before we dive into the weeds here, what is a virtual, I mean, I'm sorry to be obvious, ignorant. What is a virtual desktop?
Virtual desktop, in a lot of ways, the main thing is the server. Everything's stored in the server, right? So all the screen has to be is a screen. You can project a Windows
almost on... It's like a dumb terminal almost?
Yeah, there are some that actually all they are is just a little tiny chip in a Tiducci, I think they're called. And the life expectancy on them is 8 years because they've been around for 8 years.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, all you need is a way to present the information.
Okay.
You can use a what they call a thin client, so it actually has storage on board, or these zero clients like those Tiducci ones, which are, there's nothing there at all.
Wow.
So there's nothing for anybody to take out of the office or do anything. The other advantages of it is you could use bring your own device kind of thing, right? Right now we're trying to be more competitive with trying to find, you know, people in the tech industry. I live near Seattle, you know, even though we're in a rural area, so I'm still competing with Seattle for jobs, right?
Yeah.
So bring your own device. If the person is an Apple person or Android, iOS, you know, whatever they prefer, we can show our normal Windows desktop on whatever device they have.
Very nice.
So, and it helps. It's more secure. And it's reducing costs. I mean, there's tons of benefits to it.
Okay.
It's one of the few things, before we get into the weeds on it, it's one of the few things that you can implement at a credit union especially that increases security and actually makes it easier for end users, right? Most of the time you hear more security, it's like, okay, now I can't go to this website.
Exactly.
Now I can't do this. Now I have to remember a password that's 47 characters long, all that kind of stuff.
47 characters. Oh, you caramba. Can we be done with passwords?
Right. That password's dead, but that's a whole different
topic. Oh, yeah, that's another show for sure. All right, so you guys are just getting started with this. So why did you dive into this? I mean, obviously for all the reasons that you just talked about, but specifically...
Well, you know, and I've been looking at... basically bring an analytics approach into IT as well. You know, so I want to reduce costs. I want to, you know, make things more efficient, faster, right? So when we're doing this with the virtual desktops, one other thing we're doing this year is a core conversion, right? With the virtual desktops, we'll actually be able to present both screens. So let's say a member walks in, they do the transaction, and they got a break. They pull up the new core that we're going to, and they do that same transaction to see if they can do it there, right? Because you can have both systems on the screen at one time. And they just click on a link, that's all they know, and it just shows another Windows.
Wow.
Another reason is currently, you know, our PCs are about $900 a piece, right? Not counting the monitors and things like that. What we're looking to go to is a thin client that's $368.
Ooh, that's a big savings right there. Third.
Big savings right there. They have a longer shelf life.
Yeah.
With a lot of times with the PCs, because right now we have a mix of infrastructure of, like, you know, we got PCs that are 4 years old that need to be replaced next year. So we have this rolling thing where we have about 35 PCs every year that we got replaced. So that just reduces that cost right there. Up front. What we're going to do is slowly roll out as PCs get replaced, we'll replace them with thin clients.
Okay.
Because you can actually run, you take Windows off of the PCs that are there, and you can run a different OS. It's just basically it's a headless OS that just goes on there that just presents the virtual desktop.
Right.
So it turns your regular PCs into virtual desktops as well.
Very nice.
Yeah.
What about security? Since it's like, don't want to say it's in the cloud, but right. What about security? What concerns are do you have any concerns?
It's in our data center.
Okay.
That's what we're connected to. That's where our servers are.
Gotcha.
We're actually building that out because just the cost now for... the cost now for like the video cards and things like that, because in the virtual desktop server, you want to have video cards because you want, like, for example, right now I have about a $4,000, $5,000 PC for my marketing person who does graphics design,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to do that anymore. The data center is going to be her fast PC,
oh, wow.
right? And so you get performance gains, you get efficiency gains that way.
Yeah.
And security, it's way more secure than what we currently do. You know, it's like we have VPN connections, and you go in through RDP. Especially right now, I'm at a conference. I got to do some work tonight,
mm-hmm.
right? I got to remote in, do this different things,
right.
And you don't get full functionality. There's a lot of software that doesn't like you to remote or do things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But this is encrypted end to end. You know, all the way through, and so it's a VPN tunnel, right? So it's the same thing. It replaces two vendors, right?
Nice.
Also, so we're reducing the amount of vendors, and also increases security because you don't have that PC doesn't have any memory data on it, or that laptop or anything else.
So if anything happens, to it,
all it is a screen,
right?
Yeah.
Right.
So and we can reduce. We don't need to get like beefy laptops for anybody. We can just get. Like Chromebooks,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe a little Surface Go tablet or something
right.
like that. Even an iPad can be just a
that's,
right.
That's
so
the way
my CEO
to go.
Likes that. You know, I like my iPad. I can just I can do everything I need to do on that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's definitely increased the security. So and all that stuff is like I said encrypted end to end.
Right.
So yeah.
And so there was you said there was another credit union there talking about they've already implemented
right.
this. What types of result or what types? How has it? I don't want to say boosted performance, but how has it benefited them? I guess
they have okay just. And this was one use case we also liked.
Yeah.
They actually went to a vendor. So that Lone Star was working with Pure IT. I think you have been talking to Pure IT also at this conference. They traveled from Dallas to Houston with just a computer, right? With a ID scanners and things like that, and onboarded all their employees, did loans, did credit checks, right? So it changes what you're doing for business development. Another credit union. They just set up, they had a branch, not really a branch, but there's a senior center. They had requested, hey, can you come in and like open up accounts and help us out? Now they actually have a branch where once a month, they send a person out there, and this is a branch. They set up a branch and everybody comes by, does their deposits, does their scanning, all that kind of stuff right there. So it makes it more mobile, right?
Yeah.
It allows you to have a mobile branch and basically the only thing you really need is just, you know, you got to have an ID scanner or somehow for them to sign, right?
Bring in the, so amazing now. So amazing.
They can be on the go, on the road with no data, right? But what's the old way, you know, to, like if you didn't have a way to work remotely like that?
Mm-hmm.
Here, let me get $25 to open up your account.
Right.
I drive back to the branch.
Right.
Punch a new system. Oh, sorry, you got denied because of check systems or something like that. I got to drive back, hand you money back, and try to explain. You know, that's not a good member service.
Oh, no, at all.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So we're looking forward to that, to have more of a mobile, because we're not seg-based, but we're really big in the community. And we do, you know, we partner with other HR for different businesses, and we offer the free credit checks and you know, open accounts and things like that. So that's, we want to just play up our game with that.
What kind of feedback have you gotten from the audience? What kind of feedback did you get from your attendees of your session?
Hey,
let's do that?
Right,
or?
Yeah. A lot of great questions.
Okay.
A lot of interest in it.
Okay.
It is something that, you know, it takes a little bit of expertise to start getting into, mm-hmm. things like that. You got to have the right server infrastructure. But another thing that it ends up doing is because that traffic that's going back and forth, right, all the video processing and everything is already being done in the server. So all that's being sent is just the pixels,
mm-hmm.
what to present on the screen, right? So you can actually, it actually lowers the bandwidth needed on your network.
Oh, wow.
So you can actually, let's say if you have a 100 meg connection and you can drop that down to a 20 meg connection between branches. So you can save money that way also with your connections that you have, may have with other you know, ISPs and things like that.
Gotcha.
So there's just
there's a lot of upside to this.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Just a little bit.
And centralized.
Oh, wait, there's more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, centralized patching. Right. We might have two or three or maybe five golden images or master images that we've built out and we have different patches for. Right now we have some computers because of software that's on them and like it can't go past 1709 or can't go past 1803, you know, or you put that on and it breaks it.
Mm-hmm.
And so my system admin, you know, he's having to basically go around to every single branch and patch computers. And we have patch management software that pushes it out, but some fail and then you got to worry about like 1709 had 42 updates.
Good.
That version of Windows, wow. Right? So that's 42 times we had to not only test and then deploy.
Yeah.
Test and then deploy, right? That's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
This, you just patch one thing
boom. And it goes everywhere.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you can set it up to where, like, with a virtual desktop, as simple as just turning it off, it just... The next time you turn it on, you get a brand new Windows.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about security also with, like, cybersecurity,
mm-hmm.
right? So let's say that PC has malware on it. As long as everything's configured right, there's no map drives and things for that malware to get onto the network,
right.
And that user doesn't have elevated permissions. It's as simple as just restarting the computer. It comes back up, it's got a fresh image.
Nice.
So whatever changes were made to the operating system, whatever was written to the registry or whatever, doesn't matter.
Oh my God.
It's a fresh, clean slate every time.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! Did you see the keynote this morning, Patrick? And I can't remember his last name right now. Sorry, Patrick. But he had this thing called fleet learning.
Yes.
And I found that super fascinating.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm kind of relating it to this. When you have that one, and then it just goes out to everybody else.
Yeah. So any changes we do now gets to the fleet.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And it learns very
well. Of course, we're not running AI on it, but we're using AI for other things.
And it's not a Tesla either.
Yeah.
So.
Right. I know.
Which could be a good thing in some cases. So,
right, yeah.
Well, very cool. Andrew, this is like every time I talk to you, there's some new big revelation going on in your world.
Good.
So it's really cool to hear.
Yeah, keep busy.
And it's great to see like a credit union of your size as well. Because you're not like a gazillion billion dollar credit
union. 409 million.
Yeah. Right, and you guys are doing some really cutting edge stuff. So it's really cool to see a mid-sized credit union going out there and just kicking some butt. So it's really cool to see.
All right, thanks.
Well done, man.
Yeah.
All right, anything else? Any other words to wrap up here, sir?
No. Have fun tonight.
All right, you too. All right. Andrew Bertrand, OCCU. Go check him out. Doing some great stuff there.
All right.